From their bar to yours, Chad and Sarah of the popular YouTube channel It's Bourbon Night bring you their favorite at-home old-fashioned mix with the new Elemental Elixirs Golden Hour Syrup. It's a custom-made syrup with notes of bold black tea, warm spices, and orange zest. All you need is your favorite whiskey and ice. No bitters needed. One bottle makes 16 drinks, so that's only $1 cocktail before you add your own whiskey. They can also be enjoyed in other cocktails or spirits, mocktails, coffee, tea, and anything you can think of. It's crafted locally in Lexington, Kentucky, and you can get your bottle now at whiskeyambitions.com. Welcome, everybody, to this Whiskey Quickie, and today we are taking a look, coming from a distillery of Old Dominic, which this is their Hewling Station line. And this was, we had discussed a little bit of this back on episode 252 when we interviewed Alex Castle, which is the master distiller there. She had a history at Wild Turkey and is now leading things down in the Memphis, Tennessee area. So this is their bourbon. It's 52% corn, 44% rye, 4% malted barley, putting in a level char barrel. It is non-age dated. However, on their website, it does say it's at least 4 years old, 100 proof, and $38.
Wow, that's a lot of rye.
Yeah, they got
high rye burger.
And then they also have a few different other offerings as well. They have their wheat whiskey, and they have a blend of straight, which is actually 50% of their high rye bourbon and 50% of their wheat whiskey. But the bourbon itself is actually the lowest price because the wheat and the blend of straights are $50 a piece. They also have a barrel proof offering, but we don't have it here to show you. But just to let you know, you can always go check it out at your local store.
Perfect.
All right, so let's go ahead and dive in on the nose. It's got like a green apple.
Yeah, there's some green apple, a little like kind of dusty funk kind of thing going to it.
I wonder if she took some of that from Wild Turkey when she was there.
Yeah, just scraped off some funk, put it in a petri, and they're like, I took this.
Yep, we're going to go ahead and put that in our bottles too. Yeah, it's really, it smells pretty good. The taste though.
It's kind of chocolatey. Some of that green apple in there. That dusty funk still kind of there.
For some reason,
it's interesting.
Yeah, that Granny Smith apple, that green apple really does kind of come through. I mean, it's not like vibrant in your face kind of thing, but it definitely has those subtle characteristics and notes to it.
Yeah, I thought it'd be a little bit more spicy with that high of a rye percentage, but yeah, it's very like kind of delicate, easy on the palate.
Very, very coating in the mouthfeel. Yeah. All right, so let's go ahead and rate this. So on the nose, where are you at, Ryan?
Thumbs up. I kind of liked it.
All right.
It's different.
Yeah. And on the taste?
Thumbs up. I really liked it.
I thought it was great too. And the finish?
Sideways. I mean, not much to it. I mean, it's an easy sipper. There's nothing big, robust about the finish. So kind of average for me.
Yep. Right there with you.
Good job so far.
I know. Love it. Keep it up there, Alex. Cheers, y'all. We'll see you next time.